Module 8, Rules to Follow when Posting, Part 2. Rules are set in place to help guide employees in what is and is not acceptable to share via social media. Sometimes employees forget that they are at work or forget they are representing their jobs when they post online, which can lead to inappropriate posts or information leaks. Sometimes basic rules need to be established to remind employees that when they are using social media at work. Be transparent. Be transparent on social media sites means that you are open and honest about your identity and your purpose. If you try to post as someone else or under the assumption of another person, you are not being transparent about who you are, and it can cloud people's judgment about you. By hiding behind a name or a label, it makes people question why you are posting and what kind of image you are portraying for your company. Not being transparent will make your audience question what your company stands for or represents. So always post on a website clearly and with open intentions. Don't try to be sneaky or sly. It can backfire and cause more damage. Act like you would in real life. Social media is not meant to act as a cloak to hide behind and disguise ourselves when we communicate with other people. Social media should be treated no differently than if you were speaking with someone face to face. The words you choose to use online hold the same meaning as if you had said them in person. The actions you do online give a bigger impression than the actions or words you perform in real life. Don't try to boost your ego or sound bigger than you are, because this will only lead customers on and give the wrong impressions to other users on the site. As we've said, be transparent and don't try to disguise your identity or purpose. Remember, you are the same person online and off. Your words hold the same meaning in person and online. Your actions online speak louder than words said in person. Grammar and spelling still counts. The primary use of social media is through written communication, whether it is on a blog site, a written article, or even just a personal webpage. Because millions of people can view your site at one time, it is very important to ensure that you are using the correct form of grammar and correct spelling. It may seem like a minor thing to remember, but bad grammar or incorrect spelling can cause a negative representation on not only you, but the company that employs you. It can misrepresent your education level and can discredit the knowledge you claim to possess. Do not just rely on computer spell check systems, since they do not always pick up every mistake. Be aware that you should always check your spelling and grammar. Never post when you are angry. A social media site is not a place for anger or negative emotions and feelings. When we are angry, we do not stop to think about our words or the effect they can have on people. This is because our anger makes us focus only on ourselves and our feelings, which has the ability to distort how we portray ourselves. This is why it is important that we do not post anything while we are angry or upset. It leads us to post things in haste and in a temper that we would not normally say, which can lead to negative impressions and improper communications. When we are angry, it is best to stay off of a social media site so we are not tempted to post anything without thoroughly thinking about it. Tips to remember when angry. Before posting anything, take a deep breath and think about what it says for several minutes. Say what you want to post out loud to yourself. How does it sound? Determine if the words have the same meaning when you are angry and when you are not. If you feel you will be angry for a while, do not log onto a site to avoid posting out of control. Case study. Bobby is publishing an article on the company blog about their efforts to go green by recycling more and cutting down on waste. He posted several examples the company was following and what plans they had for the next couple of years. He identified himself as an employee and added a disclaimer at the bottom of his page so readers would know where it came from. After all, he didn't want to confuse them about where the information was coming from. When he reviewed his page, Bobby noticed he had used a lot of fancy terms and some of the paragraphs were very long-winded. He realized this was not the way he normally spoke, and this is not the way he would share the information with someone in person. He became agitated with himself for having to redo the article, and decided to step away from the computer for a few minutes. When he had collected himself, he rewrote the article to help it sound more understandable. Once Bobby was finished, he was more pleased with the second copy than the first, and was happy to publish it on the website.